The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting and interesting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And this week, if you didn't join us last week, we are doing part two of a show on our multis. 11 unique formulas, some for men, some for women, some for either, prenatals, all kinds of interesting stuff. And this week, we're kind of focusing in on are all multis created equal, but we're really also focusing on gender, the men's formulas, the women's formulas, why they're different, the prenatal. So that's going to kind of be our focus. But it's always really about why these multis are, we talked about last week, why they're considered the Ferrari. Multis run everywhere from a roller skate to, and that we're not talking like a good modern roller skate. We're talking like the old metal wheels, those cheap ones you used to strap on your shoes, like a really cruddy roller skate.
I have plastic versions of those. I think the metal would have even been better.
So the plastic roller skate all the way up to Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bugatti, all those cars. That, and we would consider our Multis to be the Bugatti of Multis. Ooh, that could be a good, we're the Bugatti of Multis.
The Bugatti of Multis.
So anyway, I think Bugattis are like $1 million or something. But anyway.
Nice.
But anyway.
Which are Multis or not.
Yeah, no, they're not. Actually, no, it's at a Chevy price. So there you go. So, anyway, but before we get into all that, we want to have Melody remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
So I highly recommend that if you didn't catch last week's show and all of that good foundational information about some of the things that all of the multis have in common, you should definitely check out the archive at cohradio.com, or you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Both will get you to the same place. Now, from there, you can actually link over to emeraldlabs.com and get lots of detailed information on all of these multis and the over 100 formulas that we make. You can also find one of our local retailers near you. You know, we're in Sprouts nationwide. We're in Vitamin Shop nationwide. We are in amazing mom and pops nationwide. The only thing that may be challenging for you is to find the specific product that you love at the store near you. Stores carry a mix of whatever makes the most sense for them. And with over 100 products, sometimes they carry 5, sometimes they carry 35. But if you want a one-stop shop, our partner supplements.one, that's supplements.one, not.com, carries every single formula that we make. And they actually partner with us to offer some exclusive coupons to you, our listeners, each week. So we'll bring that to you a little bit later in the show.
Yes, we will. And we are here to serve all of you to the best of our abilities. So that's why we do this show. We don't have other advertisers on the show, even though we do talk about other products sometimes. We talk about other groups and things like that. We don't get paid for that. We're here to serve and to help you, to give you good information so you can be an informed consumer in the nutritional supplement arena out there. And that's really kind of leads into my talking point this week. Last week, I was talking about organics and GMOs, genetic engineering, synthetic bioengineering, things like that. And I said I was going to talk more about that. So this week, that's exactly what I'm going to do. This is an area of great concern to me, especially for my children, because they're growing up in a world where we are continually, in my opinion, ruining our food supply. We are corrupting our food supply in the name of good science. And I prefer to eat things the way God made them. I don't need my food gene edited or the DNA manipulated. I don't need those things. I don't want those things. I try and eat things the most natural way that I can. So this journal that I got hooked up with, I signed up for a subscription and it's got some great information in it. So I just want to share some of that with you again this week that's different than last week. So one of the things that I was encouraging me to me, I just thought was so great, was the number of organic farms that are in the United States. And actually the title of this article is "The Organic Corn and Soybean Acres Shrink This Year Following a Challenging Spring." And that is really not the big concern for me. I was so encouraged. It says, despite a growing number of USDA certified organic farm operations, organic corn and soybean harvested area is projected to shrink this year. Okay, that's unfortunate, but that's okay. There could be a number of different reasons that why that might happen. So one group recently released its 2019 organic and non-GMO acreage report, and it estimates the number of certified organic farms grew by 3% this year to reach, guess how many? Mel, this is pretty cool. 18,000 organic farms, 18,155.
Awesome.
So
18155. That's awesome.
And so just when I sort of given up on soy and corn, there's a resurgence of farms and people that want non-GMO products. So this growth is spread across multiple field crops, including organic wheat and organic soybeans, which increased by 4% each, and organic corn, which grew by an impressive 8%. So there is hope on the horizon for us. So that was just very encouraging that there's that many organic farms here in the United States. So don't lose hope. It's an evolving industry, but we have a lot of people that are on our side too. So the war battles on, but there you are.
I actually attempted to grow my own organic corn this year.
Cool.
It did not go well, but no, they grew and then they died. But, you know, thus is life. But it was still kind of fun watching the stocks come up.
Exactly.
It's nice to know that there's 18,000 others out there doing it right, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So a couple other things from this journal is that it's just the title, Seed Company Holds Non-GMO and Organic Day. So it's a non-GMO and organic day to highlight market opportunities. So there's in August, SciTech Genetics, and I just tell you this, so if you want to look it up on the internet, SCITEC, SciTech Genetics, based in Fremont, Nebraska, held this conference at their seed production facility to focus on market opportunities for farmers to grow non-GMO and organic grains. So that is really cool. Those are things that I, in the long run, I might like to go to because I really want to learn more about farming and what's going on out there. So that was cool. And then I also want to talk about the current state of affairs with glyphosate, which is, of course, our friends Roundup, which was owned by Monsanto. And of course, Monsanto sold to Bayer. And there's a lot of lawsuits going on regarding glyphosate right now. So this is just sort of a state of affairs. So it says FIGO, the International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics, is advising a total phase out of the herbicide glyphosate or Roundup to protect women's and children's health. FIGO is one of the first global health bodies to call for a ban. And then another one is Bayer CEO Werner Baumann will consider a financially reasonable settlement as the caseload of cancer lawsuits swells to 18,400.
Wow.
Bayer is working with court-appointed mediator Ken Feinberg. And then Bayer shareholders are alarmed at potential legal losses. The company saw a 40% slump in shares in the last 12 months. So, and look, we're not wishing bad upon Bayer, but they need to listen to consumers that we don't want these things. We want natural food, things that are going to help our children to thrive. We live in a world that's full of bad things in the food supply, and we want some hope and some good things. So those organic farmers, good for them. And there was more, but I'm not going to read all those. And then also, this was interesting, proposal to allow gene editing in organic food production won't be tolerated by the organic community. So that was very encouraging. Also, it says a recent suggestion by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Greg Ilbach that gene editing should be considered for use in organic food production received a big thumbs down by organic industry leaders, including the Organic Trade Association, Organic Farmers Association, and Organic Seed Alliance. And again, those are things just for your resources on the internet. Organic Trade Association, Organic Farmers Association, and Organic Seed Alliance. That's something that I want to know because we do some gardening at our house, and you know, I want to make sure the seeds we're using are genetically the right seeds. And so you don't know what you're buying. So it's nice to be able to go, I'm going to go look up Organic Seed Alliance and see what the differences are. And so when we plant stuff, I want it to be the right stuff. So anyway, so there's just a lot of great things going on out there, you know, in a world where there's so much that can be discouraging. That was encouraging to me. And I'm so excited that I'm going to get this journal once a month and I'm going to read it and then I'm going to give it to Melody. And I'm sure she's going to come up with things and we're going to have a whole bunch more talking points for all of you to listen to. So anyway, just really cool stuff.
I find it really interesting, Rick, that there are almost the same number of cancer lawsuits as there are organic farms.
Just a little bit more cancer lawsuits.
A little bit more cancer lawsuits, yeah.
That's crazy. And 40% slump in your stock. I'm shocked that when they bought Monsanto that they didn't kind of see this coming. And that just seems odd, but who knows what goes on behind the scenes. I'm just so encouraged that consumers are speaking out, and that sort of levels the playing field. So guys, don't ever stop speaking out there, because that's how, you know, in this society, that's how we make change.
I don't know anybody personally who hasn't been affected in some way by cancer, whether they've had it themselves or somebody that they love has had it. I mean, personally right now, I know 3 people who have cancer. Personally, and 2 of them who are, you know, it's basically coming to the end of their lifespan. So the sooner that we can clean up our food supply, the better off we'll be as a nation. I mean, just there's parts of the world, like there's over in Europe, these things are already banned. There's foods you cannot get. You cannot get processed cheese in Europe. So it's just interesting how different things are. We need to catch up, you know?
Out in my travels, I was somewhere, maybe at a picnic or something, or some of that cheese. And I remember as a kid eating that cheese, and I ate a piece, and it was disgusting. The taste was awful. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did I ever eat this stuff when I was a kid? It's just horrendous. And I will tell you, I had a girl work for me. She grew up in Chile. Her dad was some high guy up in politics. And she said when she came here, she said the food up here has no flavor. She said in Chile, the food has flavor. And it's funny, in Chile, guess what? GMOs, banned. And not that that's the whole reason, but it's because the agricultural system, the food supply down there is more close to nature. And so her observation was the food up here has no flavor. The food in Chile has all this flavor. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fun just to go to Chile just to see. So a lot of great information, but we're out of time for segment 1. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back for Melody's Talking Point in segment 2 of Crossroads of Health.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week, we are talking about multis and why they are essential for you. People have often asked me, said, if you're going to take one supplement, what would you take? I said, I would take a multi. And what would be the next thing you would take? They ask me, and I say, I would take fish oil, multi fish oil. That's a great foundation, but only if it's the right multi. And we're going to tell you in this show why these multis are the right multi for you and are considered, we would consider kind of the Ferrari of multis out there. So as opposed to multis like Centrum, which are just very poor quality, in my opinion. Anyway, if you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. That's a hub. You can get all the archive shows there. You can get any part of this show. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner affiliate that carries all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. And then we give you great discount codes on these shows, so you can get additional dollars off your purchases at supplements.one if you type in the code. And also, if you're on social media, you can check out at COH Radio on Instagram or on facebook.com/COH Radio. With that, we need to jump right back in because we got a lot of stuff to cover. So Melody's going to go over her talking point. What do you got for us, Mel?
Well, Rick, you know, you were talking about organic farming and GMOs and gene editing during your talking point, and I'm going to talk about another thing that sort of sneaks into our lives, and it's actually been banned in many areas, but it's still hiding out there, so you need to still pay attention. It's the outlaw chemical that can crack you to pieces. So it's a chemical so dangerous that it was banned by the FDA. But don't be fooled, because the ban hasn't stopped it from appearing in hundreds of common products, including many that are probably in your home right now. And there's new research that exposes the ugly truth about what it's doing to your body, specifically to your bone. The hidden source of chronic low-level exposure could be weakening and thinning your bone right now. There is a way to cut that exposure and protect yourself from this painful and often debilitating risk, and that is to avoid the chemical triclosan. So it was once used in soaps and sanitizers so frequently that nearly everyone had some level of exposure. At one point, about 75% of American adults tested positive for it. Now, the new study exposes the ugly toll of all that exposure. The study of older women finds that triclosan exposure can more than double your risk of developing osteoporosis. Even more alarming, tests found thinner bone in the places most likely to lead to painful and potentially crippling injury: hip, lumbar spine, femur. And the higher the levels of exposure, the thinner and weaker the bone, with women in the highest category facing nearly 2.5 times the risk of osteoporosis. The reason may be that it wipes out estrogen. Estrogen is the hormone needed for bone protection. Older women already have lower levels, so exposure to triclosan could be exactly what pushes them over the edge and into the danger zone. Okay, you're thinking, but at least it's banned now. It can't hurt me anymore, right? Wrong. First, there are still plenty of older products around with triclosan in them, including some that are probably in your own home. The second is that the ban is very, very limited. So it may not be in antibacterial soap and hand sanitizers anymore, but it's still in other common products, including shampoo, toothpaste, lotion, shaving cream, body spray, and conditioner. It's also in dozens of other consumer items, including everything from clothing to cutting boards, putting it into constant contact with skin and food. In other words, exactly where you don't want it. Basically, if something says antibacterial, treat it with suspicion. Even if it's not made with triclosan, there's a good chance there's another chemical in the picture you'll also want to avoid. So, and for more information on common household products that are made with this stuff, you can search Google for Environmental Working Group's guide to where triclosan is still approved for use, and then replace those items with safe chemical-free options. We talked about triclosan a long time ago, probably a couple of years ago. So, you know, it's important to avoid these things. Men and women can both develop osteoporosis. Women are definitely more at risk for it. The last show, the part one show, we really talked about all the general things about these multis that set them apart and make them unique. And that sort of covers the non-gender specific formulas that we have. But today we're really going to dig into what men might want to take, what women might want to take, what women who are pregnant might want to consider. And so there's some great ingredients in here that are also designed to help support healthy bones. So we'll get into that right now.
There you go. Well, we've got some time, so we have a lot to cover. And last week, we kind of laid a foundation with kind of that we call them the unisex, or I've called them the unisex multis, but they can be taken by men or women. We have a one a day. We have a two. Melody always likes when I say things correctly. So the coenzymated complete one-day multi. Then we have the coenzymated complete premium plus multi, the two a day. Then we have the coenzymated complete clinical plus multi, the four a day. Did I do good, Mel?
You did great.
And I'm reading right from the catalog. And they're pretty colors. And so anyway, so I have a one capsule, two capsule, four capsule per day. Those are for men or women. But then genders, there's so many different issues involved with men and women. We want to get right into, we'll start with the men and then we'll jump into the women. Then we'll talk about the prenatals and why these things are so important. So, you know, the men's, last week we just laid the foundation with the coenzymated Bs, the methylfolate, the Albion chelates. I want to just reiterate a couple things. I talked about alpha lipoic acid last week, and I sort of jumped through that very quickly. But I want to mention all of our multis have a therapeutic dosing level of alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid is a very powerful antioxidant, but what makes it really special is that it has the ability to recycle or repotentiate vitamin C and vitamin E. Vitamin C and vitamin E are sort of basic antioxidants. Again, our vitamin E, it's not a soy-based, it's a sunflower-based. So the alpha-lipoic can recycle it. So it makes it more powerful in the way it works. They work together synergistically. So that's really cool. And I will tell you, most multis, you will not find alpha-lipoic acid. And even if you do, it'll probably be in some fairy dusting amount. And then we also use the European grapeseed extract in all these formulas. And I didn't talk about last week why that's so important. So much of the grapeseed extract, the 95% oligomeric proanthocyanidin standardized grapeseed extract, it comes out of China. But what people don't know is that these OPCs, as they call them, they are high atomic weight OPCs, which means they're very large molecules and they don't pass into the bloodstream very effectively, if at all. So the Europeans, why their grapeseed is so much better is because they are low atomic weight OPCs, and it requires a lot more scientific data processing, the way you handle it. That's why so much of the original research on things like grapeseed extract and milk thistle and ginkgo biloba extract, it originated in Europe, because these things are considered drugs in Europe and they are handled as such. These companies have multiple PhDs on their staff. These are naturally occurring chemical compounds that God has put in these whether it's grape seeds or milk thistle or whatever it is. And so having the right atomic weight OPCs is so important, so you can actually get the right result. And they're cardioprotective, these OPCs. So it's great if you're taking it, but if you're not getting any in the bloodstream, you're just taking it orally and it's going out the other end, and who would even know? Until one day when you have a heart attack. So we use the European grapeseed extract. So that those things are not things that you're gonna find in other multis out there. And that's part of what makes these really Ferrari type multis. And then there's so much more, which I'm gonna let Melody jump into.
Well, you know what's so great too about both alpha-lipoic and grapeseed? So you know, alpha-lipoic acid does help to recharge other antioxidants, including vitamin C. And grapeseed actually can help to act synergistically to help the retention time of vitamin C in the bloodstream. But you know, the great thing is too, is just as a refresh on what we talked about in the last show, we're already using Pure Way C. So you get 12-hour retention time in your body. That's 12 hours of protection, 12 hours of supporting your blood, white blood cells. When, you know, you eat sugar and they decide they want to get lazy, the Pure Way C will keep them going. And you've got that 12-hour protection, and then you can take it again at the end of that 12 hours. So there's just a lot of really unique forms of nutrients that are in here. And I would love to kind of dig into some of the more unique things that we've added in for men, because men have unique needs. And one of the things that men really need is they have higher zinc requirements in their body. So, you know, we are using all of these Albion chelated minerals. So you get gold standard absorption. And with the zinc, we've used a significantly higher amount for men. We've also added extra lycopene, and that's very helpful for prostate support. And then you get the men's 45 plus formula for those of you who are over 45 and you need additional support, and you get the addition of saw palmetto. There's lots of wonderful studies on saw palmetto showing that it definitely helps to avoid BPH, and it really helps to support prostate health. It also can help to block DHT, which causes hair loss. So there's some additional things that are very beneficial. But one of the other specialty ingredients that we include in all of the 45 plus formulas, whether it be the one dailies or the clinical four dailies, is Cetria L-glutathione. This is something that we're probably going to have to get into more after the break, but we've got a lot of exciting things to share with you today.
So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, and we're talking about something that every single one of you out there should consider adding to your healthy everyday lifestyle, and that is multivitamins. These can definitely serve as your nutritional foundation. If you missed any part of the top of this show or even last week's show, which was part one on how a quality multi can help bridge nutritional gaps, we would love it if you would tune in to our archives at cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com, or you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. And you can also link over to supplements.one. Now, supplements.one is the only place that you can find every single formula that we make online. While we've got some great retail partners nationwide, that is, supplements.one is a great one-stop shop for you. And since you listen to our show, we're also going to give you a code today in our Getting to Know You segment that will save you an incredible amount on products that we are sharing with you about this week. And so that's something that is really wonderful about supplements.one. We just want to make sure that you're able to access these formulas at a good price and that they can help you. Rick, I know we've got a whole lot more to talk about with these supplements.
We do. I was going to jump around a little bit, but I'm not going to do that. We're just going to jump right back into glutathione. Melody has something she wants to read from the supplier of this glutathione, the Cetria specifically. But before we get into that, I just want to mention that, there's some controversy surrounding glutathione, and I just want to be really clear about, from Mark Stengler, an integrative doctor's perspective, standard conventional glutathione or non-Cetria glutathione has been believed and established by integrative docs for years that it doesn't make it into the bloodstream as glutathione.
Orally, taken orally.
I mean, glutathione, it's a polypeptide, it's glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. It is strongly believed by integrative doctors that it is broken apart once it hits the stomach acid. Now, Kiyohaka, that's the company that manufactures the Cetria, they seem to steer away from this issue, and there could be lots of reasons why they do that. But I just need to tell you that integrative doctors, that has been agreed upon for decades. And that is why Mark Singer used to only do injectionable glutathione for people with Hep C or something like that, because it was believed that it just never makes it in the bloodstream. So it's really a very expensive way to get three amino acids that are much less expensive than that. That is why Cetria is so special, because it does make it into the bloodstream as glutathione. And that's, Melody's going to talk more about that. But it's really important that you understand that. So when you look for glutathione, it's kind of a buyer beware thing. But I personally only take Cetria because I got to make sure what's getting in my bloodstream is glutathione.
Yeah. And I just wanted to share a little bit more about it, because I don't think, people know, vitamin C or vitamin E or vitamin D. Not everybody's as familiar with glutathione, but it's just something that I think everybody should know about. So, glutathione can easily be considered the master antioxidant, the king of antioxidants. And like Rick mentioned, it is a tripeptide. So it's a kind of melded molecule made up of, glutamate, cysteine, and glycine. Your body does make it on its own. and it is actually present in every cell in the body. So that tells you the fact that it has to be present in every cell in the body means it's pretty important. So glutathione levels can fluctuate throughout the day and can go down as a result of taxing situations, including stress or poor diet. As you age, your body also produces less and less. So women between the ages of 60 and 80 produce about half of the amount that women between 20 and 40 do. Like other antioxidants, it does play a major role in defending your body against free radical damage and has a special skill. It can reactivate other antioxidants like C and E, so your entire defense lineup gets stronger. Alpha lipoic acid can do that. Glutathione can do that. There's lots of these antioxidants that work synergistically together.
And I know glutathione, I believe it also repotentiates CoQ10, which is, I remember reading that somewhere. So alpha lipoic's a little bit limited, but glutathione just gives you a little bit more, which is really cool.
Super powerful. And again, present in every cell in your body. So as an antioxidant, glutathione binds to and neutralizes free radicals, which would otherwise cause inflammatory factors to go haywire in your body. This is good news for your immune system, as is the fact that glutathione boosts production of white blood cells, which are the most important immune system cells. There's evidence that it boosts the production of natural killer cells, which do what their name implies. They attach to pathogens to wipe them out. So glutathione is also prominent in the liver and kidneys and helps the body with its natural detoxification processes by intercepting and neutralizing toxins in the GI tract before they're absorbed. So there's lots of great food sources for it: asparagus, avocado, spinach, oranges, and strawberries, but there's no guarantee that you're getting enough just by eating those foods occasionally. When you want to supplement, this is where Cetria glutathione comes in. You want to make sure that you're getting Cetria's version instead of the generic version, because first of all, it's free of additives, artificial flavors, and preservatives. Most importantly, it's manufactured using an innovative fermentation process that yields the highest purity product. Studies have shown that increased blood levels of glutathione and increased body stores of accessible glutathione after Cetria supplementation. So again, you know, most oral glutathions, you're not going to see that same increase in your blood levels or in the body stores. And that's why this is really important, because your body does need it. Your body needs it consistently. And by simply boosting it, it will help protect your liver. It will help your body detoxify. It will boost your immune system. So very, very important. That's another reason why we include it in all of the 45 plus formulas.
And let me say, the 45 plus formulas, you don't have to be 45 or older. It's not like, you know, somebody, they're only 44 and they took it. Oh, something bad's going to happen.
I take it, and I'm still in my, I'm almost 40, but I take it.
I will tell you, that's a little secret in our family. Some days I take the prenatal.
Need the iron?
Yeah, I do.
You want the iron? Or
I
you like
it.
The ginger?
Yeah, I do it just for the iron some days, because we don't put iron in our multis, but sometimes I'll run a little bit light on iron, so I'll just take it just to supplement a little bit. You want to be careful with iron, but I know because we run blood work with Mark Stengler. So none of these are limited. I mean, the women's ones are more for the women, I mean, but the men's 45 plus, I've had people, I said, look, you're 30, but you work in a polluted environment. You're an auto mechanic. You get your hands in solvents all day. You know, then because of the glutathione, I would take the men's 45 plus, and I might even supplement with some standalone glutathione, because we, you know, the standalone is a 250 milligram capsule, which is really a therapeutic level.
One dailies, you're going to get 10 milligrams in the 45 plus, but in the higher potencies, like in the four dailies, the clinical formulas, you're going to get 25 milligrams. So, you know, if this is something that you're taking every day, you're definitely helping your glutathione levels. But if you do really need that additional supplementation, then the individual glutathione is the way to go.
Well, and that's where Mark Stengler would say, look, if you've got some chronic illness where you need that, you know, you need 250, 500, even 1,000 milligrams of glutathione, that's completely different. This is a one daily that's giving you an ongoing supply of a reasonable amount of glutathione. This is not in any way a fairy dusting amount. This is a nice dose level that's going to help you in your body recycle those antioxidants. And so, because it's a daily thing, most people wouldn't take the 250 milligram every day. They would take it because they're struggling with, as Mark Stengler said, you know, hepatitis C or some serious illness where it's warranted. So none of these products ever have fairy dusting amounts of anything. We put it in there because I want it to be the best that it can be for you and still maintain kind of that reasonable Chevy kind of level price, the Ferrari Multi at the Chevy price, because that's what I want for you. I want you guys to have access to these supplements. So now we want to talk about CoQ10. I want to just talk about that briefly. We do use CoQ10 in a lot of our multis. CoQ10, there's ubiquinone and there's ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is a liquid form. It's been touted as being so much better. I will tell you, I have a whole paper on ubiquinol versus ubiquinone written by a PhD from years and years ago. But the bottom line is that the body, once the CoQ10 is taken into the body converts between ubiquinol and ubiquinone as needed. So it really doesn't matter what you take orally. It matters, the body uses it for what it needs it for. It's converted back and forth as needed in the body. So if you want to spend a lot of money on expensive ubiquinol, go ahead, but ubiquinone is just as effective because the body's going to convert it as it needs to. So what else we got there, Mel?
Well, you know, I think that we could kind of start on some of the women's formulas. I want to start letting you ladies know what's unique about these women's formulas. So in the women's one daily, the things that you're going to find that are a little more unique to this formula versus the standard, you know, non-gender specific one daily is you're going to get some additional B6, some extra calcium, you know, the coenzymated Bs, the methylfolate. Now, the reason why we add this additional B6 is because B6 helps with nerve health, but also with hormone metabolism. Now, with women, we have a lot of issues with hormone balance. When we're in our early teens, young, you know, preteens, we start having major hormone things happen to us, and that lasts throughout our entire lives. So hormone metabolism is definitely a key thing, as is making sure that we have the right amount of calcium in our body, because we tend to be more easily subject to the development of osteoporosis, bone loss. And then when you get into the 45 plus, you know, we talked about the L-glutathione and these 45 plus formulas, but you're also going to get some additional goodies in this one. So in addition to the K1, which is in all of those multis, you're also going to get K2. And these two little guys act as traffic directors to make sure that that calcium is going to your bones and teeth. Now, there's a whole lot more to talk about, but you're going to have to wait until after the break.
So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, and we'll be right back for the last segment of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week, we are talking about multis for ladies and gentlemen and ladies that are pregnant, prenatal, postnatal, all those things. So we're going to finish up with ladies and the prenatals in this segment. If you are just tuning in, you can catch any segment of this show by going to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. You can also connect to our internet partner affiliate that sells all these products every day at 10% below MSRP. And this week we have a code. It is B-Day, B as in boy, D as in dog, A-Y, B-Day for birthday, because we're talking about special things we've done for our spouses. You want to stay tuned for that. This week's code will get you an additional 45% off the multis. You are now buying them below wholesale. So check it out. If you type in that code, B-Day at supplements.one, you'll get an additional 45% off. But Melody's got a lot of stuff to talk about in the next couple minutes for you ladies. So I'll hand it over to Mel.
Before the break, I was talking about the women's 45 plus and some of the add-ons that have gone into that. We talked a lot about the cetriol glutathione, why that is so important because it's the master antioxidant. But, you know, I also wanted to let you know that you're going to additionally in the 45 plus formula get broccoli extract standardized on sulforaphane. The reason why this is so important for women in particular is, again, we have lots of major hormone issues. We start when we're young. It carries throughout our life. And broccoli helps your body to detoxify from strange estrogens that you might get, you know, from eating meat that has hormones in it, from drinking from plastic water bottles. Strange estrogens can enter into your body in so many different ways. Now, we have the 45 plus formulas in a one daily version and in a clinical 4 daily version. I have to tell you, personally, almost every day I take the women's 45 plus 4 daily version. And every once in a while, like Rick does, which is, you know, surprised me, but I think it's actually great, I'll take the prenatal because some days I need a little bit of extra iron. Now, we do not include iron in all of the formulas, and there's a very good reason for that, because if you take iron when you do not need it, it can actually become very liver toxic. But the thing is with iron is not all iron is created equal, just like most nutrients. We use the pure Albion chelated gentle iron. The reason why we refer to it as gentle iron is because unlike many other irons, it is non-constipative. Now, the reason why it's important for it to be in the prenatals is because women who are pregnant are producing a lot more blood in their body. And in order to do that, they have higher iron requirements. So the iron is very supportive for them. And there's 25 milligrams of this that can be found in both the one daily prenatal and the clinical 4 daily prenatal. And I will tell you that I have 2 beautiful, healthy daughters. I took our high potency, the clinical 4 daily prenatal, before, during, and while breastfeeding with each of my girls. And they're both, thank God, healthy little girls, you know, with the reasonable amount of colds and flus and all that stuff.
And let me just interject a couple things about the iron. So for you pregnant ladies, or if you're lactating or any of those things, 25 milligrams very well may not be enough, but keep in mind standard iron that the doctor will recommend for you is typically ferrous fumarate. That is an inorganic, poorly absorbed form of iron, and it comes in, I think, 325 milligrams maybe. It's very constipative. So a lot of women, they think, well, 25 milligrams, that's not enough. Well, when it's a well-absorbed iron, you know, when you're pregnant, you might take, you might need 50, you might need 75. Normally what you would do is you would take iron, you'd run blood work, you'd come back in, you'd say, okay, you're a little low still. So you say, okay, I need to try another 25. Okay, you're still a little low. Okay, bump it to maybe another 25. Now you're up to 75 a day. And you'll find that sweet spot. And then you go, okay, that's my body's needs. And it's different for every woman. But that 335, I personally have never seen a woman that goes through the integrative approach on iron that way that has needed anywhere near that. It's, you know, maybe 50 to 100 milligrams depending on the woman. So anyway, we do have a standalone gentle iron that you can also get, so you can supplement for you pregnant or lactating ladies on the iron, and that can really be helpful. So
we have a lot of options so that you can really customize your nutritional needs, but these multis are really keeping in mind the things that are so key during, you know, different times in your life, whether it's age specific or during pregnancy. And one of the most important things that I will say about these prenatals is you're getting more than twice as much, in fact, of the methylated folate, that methylated B9 that we talked about in the last show so extensively, because over 46% of Americans are born with a genetic defect that comes at them from either just mom, just dad, or from both mom and dad, and nothing can ever change that. So in order to get what you need, you really do need to take a methylated form. Otherwise, you will not be able to properly convert it. Now, the reason why that's essential for pregnant women is because during those first couple weeks, when you still can't even test positive for pregnancy with most tests, that is when all of that neural tube development is happening. And methylated folate. B9 is essential for healthy neural tube development. So if you have one of these genetic deficiencies and you're trying to get pregnant, you should definitely be taking this in the months ahead to make sure that you're boosting your body and getting ready for that so that your baby has its best chance of being as healthy and well-formed as possible.
You know, I'm just thinking about that for my youngest daughter, Cassidy, who has both the gene expressions. In fact, tonight when I go home, I'm going to tell her, say, someday when you get married, you need to be taking, you know, she's getting better, but it's like, you need to take this because your risk for your baby to be born someday is huge. And so, and it's like Melody just said, you won't even know you're pregnant. And if you haven't been taking it, you're already at great risk. So I'm just going to reiterate to her how important that is.
Men contribute half of that DNA. So it's also really important for you men out there, if you and your wife are trying to get pregnant, you need to be taking your multis too. To be bolstering yourself nutritionally, because you want to make sure that what you're giving that baby is healthy as well. The woman has to continue to maintain and carry that pregnancy under the best circumstances. Pregnancies don't always go the way that we want them to, but you can always build the right foundation by getting the right nutrition to really give yourself and your baby the best opportunity of a healthy pregnancy. With that, I know we've got to get into our getting to know you, because we're right here at the tail end of this show. Now, we chose B-Day because we both really love our spouses. And I have to say, I love Rick's spouse too. She's wonderful. Julia is wonderful. This year, Rick, you celebrated something pretty special with her.
Yes, actually, my wife is turning 50 this year. And when I turned 50 4 years ago, she had a surprise party for me. And she really, we're both of us, it's hard to pull one over on us. But so this year, we worked really hard to try and pull one over. And I had to kind of set her up for saying, oh, we're going to do this non-surprise party the week later, and then have her friend invite her for this non-high energy dinner the week before. But that was really a surprise party. It was really good. My daughters were involved in planning, picking the cake and all this fun stuff. And it was great. So we had a bunch of people from our church there, and my wife, we did a picture, like the wedding picture where they sign all the matting around the side. So just really, really fun.
Well, I always try and plan something special for John for his birthday. And so one year, you know, he's a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. Rick, you can understand that. You can connect with that. You know, I had wanted to plan to send him skydiving, but there's no way I'm going skydiving. And I found that out because I called the skydiving place and I'm talking to the guy. And I said, okay, well, what happens if I get up there and I just can't do it? I kept asking him so many questions and I sounded so nervous, and my palms are getting sweaty while I'm talking to you. He said, you know what? It's just not for everybody. And I'm like, okay, what's the second best thing we can do? We can go ziplining. So we went up to Big Bear and I planned this whole ziplining thing, and I get up there and I was just like, oh, what am I thinking? Now, I made myself go halfway through the course. At one point, I did cry, but I wasn't a big messy crier. I just started crying because John looked at me, knew that I was like stressed out, and asked if I was okay. And that made me like have that little tear dripping down my face. But I made it halfway through, didn't get hysterical, walked down the little steps, and I felt like, okay, I conquered my fear to a certain degree. Meanwhile, I sat there waiting at the very end of it while these other girls were screaming and crying and clinging. And I thought, well, I held myself together pretty well. So again, the code BDAY, B-D-A-Y, will get you an additional 45% off when you choose whichever multi you love the most at supplements.one. So enter that into the coupon code at checkout and you can save all this week. And thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yes, thank you very much. And please tune in again next week for another fun and interesting episode, Crossroads of Health.